5 o'clock, your weather downstairs this afternoon. This afternoon will remain partly cloudy in most areas, but the cloud will become broken in places, giving long sunny periods by the end of the afternoon. Temperatures should be normal for the time of year and reach 21 degrees centigrade, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an expected 11 centigrade, 52 Fahrenheit overnight. The winds will remain mainly southerly, light or moderate. Let's your weather check from the Big L now into the last hour of the Empire with yours truly, Mark DeRoman. An excerpt from a teenage opera by Keith West. It's number 6.
Something long, open window.
Strong. It's had lots of exposure. I wonder if it's ever going to be a big smash hit. Number 6 this week in the Sound 40, up from 17 of last week. It's called Excerpts from a Teenage Opera from Keith West on the Parlophone label. It's kind of pretty, and the way I like it. Just a bit back.
Cry, cry, cry. Cry, cry, cry. When you come and scratch my back.
Look, the t-shirt, don't cry. They don't have them to buy. They're gorgeous, cheap, and charming. Oh, wear them all day. The ravens say they're quite disarming. Such a t-shirt, don't cry. At 12 and 6, they're a semi. My army now, well, too big out. Not surprised, but not surprised. I only want them in black and white. Oh, good, Nellie, don't cry. That big L t-shirt's a goodbye.
Oh, right, you and Nellie, anybody. I love you, Nellie.
Get off the
stage, Nellie. Don't go. Bye-bye, dear.
And don't forget your Radio London Big L t-shirt. Send a 12 and 6 minute postal order to T-shirt, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1.
Six minutes past 5 o'clock on the Empire with yours truly, Mark DeBrome. And now the 11th sound of the Fast Forward. It's called Reflections, but now from almost a new group. They call themselves Diana Ross and the Supremes. Reflections, and I'm sorry, I don't like you. What has happened to all the magic of the excitement of the Supremes record? Because I know one of the members of the group, I can't remember which one is left, actually, the Supremes has been replaced. But Patti LaBelle is singing, has sort of come back in, and another one is gone, so sort of the sound has changed very slightly, and I'm not so keen on it, I'm sorry, you know.
The book of Knowledge is a reference book designed to assist your child's education and to provide a readily available source of information for every problem that he or she may have. The 12-volume Book of Knowledge includes a 3-volume dictionary, picture book, all the classic children's stories, and is written in such a way as to help your child with all homework problems and to stimulate interest on widely varying subjects. It also helps you answer all those little questions that a modern child asks whether they are 3 or 15 years old. Your child's future in a competitive world is important, and only you can provide that something extra to ensure a lifetime's happiness. The Book of Knowledge is yours and your family's for as little as 10 shillings per week, and you are invited without obligation to view this amazing, up-to-date, English-produced educational aid in your own home. Write to me, Mark Roman, at Star House, Hunter's Bar, Hertfordshire, and I will arrange for someone to call and explain this important aid to your child's continued happiness. The address again is Mark Roman, Star House, Hunter's Bar, Hertfordshire.
Right, thank you. Another Tony Hall Enterprise record is the climber this week in the Big L Fab 40 from the Polydor label. John Peel's climber and, of course, Norman St. John, who is currently broadcasting on radio. Yes, the title is The Burning of the Midnight Lamp, new one from Jimi Hendrix.
I'm not sure.
one from Jim Hendrix on the track label entitled The Burning of the Midnight Lamp, another Tony Hall Enterprise.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Radio.
Radio.
Big.
Big.
L.
L.
Wonderful. Radio London.
At 15 minutes past 5 o'clock in the Empire with yours truly, Mark DeRoman, another Revive 45. This time from the Walker Brothers. Called Land of a Thousand Dances. If you know the words, then sing along. Have a ball this happy little Sunday afternoon. Actually, the track from their album called Take It Easy with the Walker Brothers. Tonight, it's the Big L Party Night at the Hermit Club, Hermitage Road, Hitchin in Hertfordshire. A really great lineup for you this week. Radio London Disc Jockey with all the latest discs and that great group, The Symbols. So don't miss this Sunday at the Hermit Club, Hitchin, for the Big L Party Night. Last week was the Radio London Club Disc of the Week. Now it's straight in at number 5. A Girl Like You from the Young Rascals on Atlantic.
And they're singing already.
Oh, darling.
Thank you.
rascals has called a girl like you.
Radio London in association with the Upper Deck Club present the Discoveries of Tomorrow competition right here at 4:06. Three as yet unknown groups trying to win over £1,000 worth of prizes. A £500 voucher to purchase amplification equipment, reproductions of a Philip Bush agency, and a recording test all go to the winner. Preliminary heats are judged by the response of you, the audience. So why not come on down and join us here at the Upper Club on the Sunday? Please start at 7:30 and continue until 11 o'clock. Admission, only 5 balls. Come and join us, you'll have a ball at the Upper Cut Club, Discoveries of Tomorrow competition every Sunday night.
Here's the West Coast delegation, 32 sounds from Other Sunday. Sorry, West Coast Consortium, it's on high. Some Other Sunday from the West Coast Consortium on the Pi label.
You too, quick planning, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You get a quick and rich blessing, a double plan, you see.
It can be any
time, any time,
when you
quick tanning lotion tans you in 3 to 5 hours with or without the sun. Apply QT tonight, wake up tomorrow with a gorgeous tan. Use QT in the sun, see your tan deepen.
You get a quicker tan, a double tan when you
now, in England, from all chemists and leading stores.
Wonderful Radio London. Whoopee.
5 minutes away is news time at 5:30 with Ian Beam, and now another Big Owl Climber. This time it's Tony Vance and Tony Blackburn. Climber is called I'll Coach Your Mind with Honey, the new one for the new Princeton Minstrels on CBS.
I know that Thank you.
moment ago. Sunday, August the 6th, Madeira. The lone British yachtsman, Alec Rose, and his young lively lady are reported as safe. All is well, and he's continuing on his round-the-world journey. The coastal radio at Madeira picked up a message early this morning giving the yachtsman's position and saying that all was well. A time sent out yesterday could find no trace of her. Kelly. And the relay team of three boys and three girls have completed the second part of their two-way channel swim. The team from Stoke-on-Trent swam to France in just over 17 and a half hours in gale-force winds and high seas. This is 5 hours longer than it took them to reach England last Tuesday. On Thursday next, they intend to swim the 22-mile length of Loch Ness. Jakarta. The Indonesian government has forbidden Chinese diplomats to leave their embassy without permission. And 12 soldiers with an armored car were placed on guard outside the building this morning in the capital. Capri. The bushfire in the Isle of Capri is under control once more. Small fires are burning in scattered areas, but the main danger seems to be over. The blaze began on Friday and yesterday and was fanned out of control by high winds. Hundreds of holidaymakers have turned to the Italian mainland. Vietnam. 178 missions have flown over North Vietnam, the second heaviest raid of the war so far. Only 19 killed in last Thursday's record. Targets included a power plant, military headquarters, storage areas, convoys, and barges. Hiroshima. Thousands of guns were freed this morning on the 22nd anniversary of the city's destruction by the atom bomb. About 35,000 people, mainly relatives of the bomb's victims, prayed silently in the city's Peace Memorial Park. Memorial services have also been held in New York and several other American cities. Motoring. And motorists reminded that the A414 between Hartford and Huntingtonbury in Hertfordshire is closed until 6 o'clock tonight. There is an alternative route, however, signposted in the area. Finally, the weather. And the rest of the day, well, the forecast says that the cloud, which has become broken in places, giving sunny spells this afternoon, should break and clear for the rest of the evening. Temperature should be normal for the time of the year, reach 21 degrees centigrade, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping overnight tonight to 11 degrees centigrade, that's 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds will remain mainly southerly, light or moderate. That's the 5:30 news and weather on the Big L. The next news from the station will be at 6:30. This is Ian Bailen reporting on the Mark Roman Empire.
Just too bad you're traveling.
thank you. That's the latest one from Mr. Elvis Presley. He's currently standing number 3 on the Big Owl 540. The title, Long Legged Girl with a Short Dress On, from the movie Double Trouble. And thank you, Ian Damon, for these. Welcome back to the Empire with yours truly, Mark the Roman. The time is 25 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Wonderful Radio London.
Biggest sound around Big Owl.
So MGM label, in fact. It's Tony Brandon, Slimer, and Chris Dennings, Slimer. The new one from Eric Burton. It's called Good Times. Burton, it's called Good Times. It's Tony Brandon's and Chris Dennings' Primer this week. And it's a great song, too. Time is 19 minutes before 6 o'clock. We have these little practice fire drills every now and then. And Wombat really believes this. We got Captain Amidant to come in and put up a big signpost sign on the doors and say, right, you know, seal the floor, and there's a big red tape all around it so that everyone would notice it. And it showed the fire station. And we had Ian Damon up. His position was on the foredeck by the anchor chains and the winches, you see, ostensibly to guard the winches so it didn't catch fire in case we had to pull up the anchor. So at 3:40 this morning, we all rushed in, and one of the crew, very kind, one of the carpenters, Carl, he rushed in with a fire extinguisher and a life jacket and said, quickly in, fire drill, get up, and he came out. And they were all rushing around, and Paul Kay's in pajamas, and his dressing gown, and this enormous red life jacket on. I'm wearing a life jacket, and John Peel, and Willie Walker, and Dave Hawkins, and we're all running around, you see. And one of the other crew, Derek, who was on watch last night, he's running around doing the full bit. And so we finally get Ian upstairs, very, very sleepy, very bleary-eyed, in pajamas and the Radio London T-shirt, which was faithfulness for you, and this fire extinguisher and this enormous red life jacket. And he's standing on the bows, looking around in the cold. You see, it's 23 in the morning. It's pretty cold out here. And he's standing there, and we all went up to the flying under the bridge, and I had a look at him, watched him there, laughing our heads off at him. And we came down and had a cup of tea. And 20 minutes later, he comes in and says, "Well, great joke, fellas, very good joke. And all hail to you, Ian. You took the gag very well, but we had you up there for 20 minutes. And we had a ball last night. Wow, 3 days climbing. It had to be good." From Goalies and Ghosties and Long Leggedy Beasties and Things That Go Bump in the Night. Good Lord, deliver us. Hey, and couldn't you see Archie and Bob from 3 o'clock?